If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
When she's like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment.
Chaotic vibe moment. Yeah. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
With Black Bi Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi Baddies and those who love us. We are back to talk about Love is Blind UK Season 2, Episodes 5 to 8. And boy, were these episodes interesting. I am so happy that once again, I have AJ of the Ultimatum Queer Love to talk about it. Hey, AJ.
Hey, hey. I'm glad to be back. Excited to keep this train going because it has been exhilarating, if I say so.
You know what? It really was. Like, these last three, I'm like, I'm glad I watched these immediately.
Yeah.
Because it's throwing so much at us, and I know everyone's going to try and talk about it immediately.
Yeah, no fact. Was, like, jaw-dropped a few times. And was like scratching my head in other places, but I'm ready to get into it. Like, because it's a lot to unpack.
First of all, Billy the scammer and Ashley.
Old Billy goat.
He keeps blindsiding this woman. Like, he waited to the almost the end of the pause to be like, but your job, you knew that from the first date, sir.
Even his daddy knew that. That's why his daddy said that.
Like, exactly. And he was like, oh, I hope my dad doesn't throw me on the bus. What are we doing here? He said that was the one thing that you said you weren't going to bring home. And
ended. No, I'm still a little shocked that even he would go to the extent to tell his family that I don't want to date anybody in this profession.
Here's my problem with Billy. It's fine if that's on your non-negotiables, but then stick beside it. Instead, I feel like the undercurrent of this relationship is that it only moves forward if Ashley concedes to everything. And that's not fair. And honestly, Cal's kind of the same way. It's giving, I need to just find a woman that can just slip into my life. It's not about living life together.
Yeah, I'm noticing, again, I know we don't know these people and we're just going based on the optics of what we see from the show, but I'm noticing you are absolutely right. I think that there comes a time where Billy is so, and this is what why they're meant, is so cool and awesome because it's asking you to lay down everything that you're used to doing and actually put yourself in and truly invest yourself, because now you can't see this person until you get engaged. Now, normally, what you would normally like in a person, you don't get to see. Again, you're not seeing all of who they are at front, but now you have to fall in love, have physical chemistry, have emotional chemistry, which you should have created already through the wall. But then now I'm asking, can you put your differences aside for a second? Like, is it worth that? Because I'm seeing people like Billy and people like Cal having this long laundry list, and my woman needs to be this. She got to be fit. She got to eat the way I eat. She got to do this. And it's like, okay, well, then you're not honestly looking at the experience of what it actually can teach you and bring to you. Because it's asking you to put some of, not all of your values down, but put some of your...
He asked her if she would give up her career. And she was like acting like she would. I loved her daddy though, because first of all, this is the first man she has brought home. And I kind of want to smack Billy for going this far and being the first man she bring home only to be 50-50. But then this man was like, oh, I'm proud of my daughter. She has worked hard for her career. He made sure to say that. And it's like, exactly. Ashley, you like now at the end of this stretch of episodes, she's crying about how her career always messes her up. That's something that men never do. Why isn't it Billy sitting there and being like, my marriage ended because of my career. Maybe I should give that up.
Right. Right.
You can't even keep treats in the house.
Nah, not that he couldn't keep treats. He's like, I don't want them. Like, that whole spillover about the food took me completely out. I was pissed.
He can't. He said he couldn't have it in the house. And he's also like, well, I don't want sweets in there just for the sake of it. And she's like, what do you mean just for the sake of it? I'm using that. I'm gonna eat it. Like, it's very interesting that his whole life is about discipline or control.
Yes.
But it's like, if you can't even have sweets or snacks in the house because of your regimen, that means you're actually not that disciplined or controlled, because you want them. You want them, and you are being so restrictive around food, and it's now trying to poison this woman who is doing that. And I'm honestly also coming for it for someone who's also getting treated for an eating disorder. So I was like, this is bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah. Remember I told you, I said, I don't think it's this couple. I know you were like, they show the first couple. They typically are the strongest. Mm-hmm. I don't know about them, because we've seen him try to control the narrative in the pods when it came to her career. Now we're seeing him try to be a little bit more controlling over what she eats and what can be in the house and what shouldn't be in the house. Like, he didn't flat out just go out of his way and be like, no, we are not buying that. But he made very strong suggestions. And damn it, Ashley, you deserve a piece of cake. Eat the cake, Ashley. Eat the cake. I'm with you. Eat it.
Maybe I don't hate it, because this couple's story started about the military. And Ashley's like, I love the military. Ashley, do you love it now?
Small factors. I truly believe there are small factors. You can really get over this if you get married. Or she'll conform a little bit and you guys can meet in the middle. I think they're small factors. Mm-hmm. But I think in Billy's mind, it's going to weigh on him so much, because he's like, I like a certain way. I like a certain thing. I like this. I like that. And it's not, I said it from the beginning, I don't think they're going to.
I don't think so either. Because the teaser shows they're up there. And he said, I fell in love with the way you make me feel. However, and Ashley goes, oh my God.
I'm going to be pissed if he takes her to the aisle and like really like disrespects her, like in a way that is like, you could have said all of this before we got here.
She almost threw up. She almost threw up by the ocean because now this man's talking about 50-50. She's like, I didn't think you were going to tell me that. Here's my thing. Billy's so selfish, because even if you're going through this whole thing, Billy could have told her that ish off camera. Why are you blindsiding her on camera to the point that she feels like she's gonna throw up, because this is genuinely the first time. AJ, you can tell me, the couples who are really together talk off camera.
Camera, correct. No, I agree. I agree. I think that it comes to a point of like, you know, what do you really want to have on conversation wise on camera? What does that really look like to you? It just seems like I agree. I think he's being just not considerate of the entire situation and not really taking the step forward to say, you know what, Ashley, like, let's have this conversation off camera. Hey, when it comes to these three things, I don't want to talk about these three things on camera, because I'm going to get mad and then I'm going to be going back and forth with you and da 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 da. And or just being honest, to be honest with you, like, to have it on camera to be like, yo, we need to be 50-50. You ain't never said that. And we sleep in the same bed together and we're engaged and we're supposed to be getting married in 12 days.
That's when Ashley should have actually packed her things and leave. Because this man will blindside you, telling everyone else, telling his sister, I don't want to repeat the old. Nah, pick up your things and go. And I will allow the daddy to have some words with Billy too. Because what in the world?
Yeah.
He doesn't need a wife. He doesn't want a wife. If he wants a wife, he also wants a stay-at-home one or something that just follows him around with his military career. Get that.
I think it's the opposite. I think he wants a roommate. Like, I think he wants somebody that's more on the side of like, oh, you have your own room. I have my own room. I make my bed a certain way. You make your bed a certain way.
A man who is high controlled will want the woman there beside him for every step. But that is another theory.
Yes.
I guess we're moving on. All right. Sarova and Cal. This story changes in these episodes, which I'm actually kind of happy about. We're not talking about types, and but we are talking about families.
I'm upset.
How so?
I was rooting for them, and now my heart has changed. What Cal said to Sarova's mama.
Yo, you could tell he has a white mama. He has a white mama. He might as well be white his damn self.
It's not that. It's that, but it's
it is that.
It is that. But it's just the fact that this man, this beautiful, first and foremost, the Rovers family, gorgeous. Gorgeous. You clearly see it's in the genes. In the genes. Beautiful, gorgeous, talented, this, that, and third, like, brains, intelligence, it's there. When mom popped up and said, so what is it that you like about my daughter? Like, what was it? And he had nothing but, oh, we like fitness things together.
He said he liked her posh accent through the wall, which class comes up a lot in this relationship, which is so interesting to me. He's like, oh, her posh accent and everything. But it's like, I also feel like this meeting was edited to hell and back. And I'm like, what are we doing here? Because at the beginning, long pauses. He's barely saying anything to be like, oh, you done a good job. And the mother and sister are just sitting there like.
I think what you see is like, how Sarova explained to the group of girls when they were at the cocktail party, like, my mom has been messaging me. It's been long paragraphs. Every time I wake up, I've been really, really, like, sad. Cal has been there. Yes, and yes, he's been there. Cool. But, like, to have these long paragraphs, my mom has not met this man, and she's supposed to be planning, helping me plan my wedding, and she's not even a part of that. To now have this sit-down conversation, to me, if I am engaged with you and you're telling me that your family, A, is not on board, they're not okay, you're getting hammered with paragraphs, I'm going to come to this table with my A game to make sure they know you have no worries. Don't worry about your daughter. Like, if it's meant for us to be, I'm trying to reassure you that it will be, if that is the case for me and if that is the case for her.
Mm-hmm.
You should have no worry. For that man to sit up there and talk about, like you said, a posh accent. Oh, you did really well with her. Oh, we like fit. We have a few things in common. Like, we have a lot in common. We like each other. Like, as a mama, I don't want to hear that.
I agree. But the fact that this ends with Sarova's mom and sister, like, thumbs up, I'm like, he probably did say all, at least better things. For whatever reason, they thought this was the way to edit it. I think with Cal saying repeatedly, actually, I can't stand being around most women for longer than 6 months, which is wild. Wild to say. Sarova's like, oh, I didn't know that. I'm actually glad I didn't know that because I would have given you more space. He's like, no, I don't need more space. It's still within the first 6 months, though.
Exactly. In the first couple weeks.
The brother and Javin's sister were like, they were bringing the A game. And
but to watch him actually be integrated with his family, it was, I was like, I don't see any.
He's hanging out with the white mama. That is a white household. When he was dating white girls, that's what he was around. They probably looked just like his mama and grandma. They were sitting there, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I was sitting there like, I see what's going on. Yeah. I'm seeing what's going on. Then seeing he picked an Indian-looking outfit for the show. It's like, why did you pick that? Like, why? It doesn't seem anywhere close to what's going on over here. And you know what was really white of him?
But
he asked Sarova's mama if he could call her Belly by her first name. No, sir. I even was like scrolling on TikTok and there was an Indian woman and she was like, you are part brown. You call that woman auntie.
Right.
And I'm like, even I know that. Right. Because Rova brought it up to him. She was like, you're marrying an Indian woman. That means family. That means family very in your business.
Correct. No. And I see it even with her. But I feel like that should be kind of expected because I think a little bit of what we see is from Cal's brother. He's very integrated in Cal's life, which I can see because the way he spoke about Cal and how he's like, I don't think this is going to work out because Cal is a very particular type of man. Mm-hmm. And when you're a particular type of person like Cal, like you don't last with certain things. Like he has no commitment to anything. Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting here like, oh, brother got tea. But even he asked Cal, he said, Cal, like, what do you like about her? And he, and again, goes straight to what she does for him specifically. Yep. And not like, oh, I love the fact that our lives are being integrated. I love the fact that how she loves life. I love the fact of how she's so passionate. He said, I love she's considerate and she always just knows what I want and what I need in the moment. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, well, I hope you're doing that for her. And then he's like, wow, I never thought about that until now. Excuse me?
Wild. But that's like the life of a man. That's a life. That's like culture when it comes to marriage. It's like a wife is a utility. Like she should be doing things for you. They are the only thing that our cultures be saying about husbands is you take out the trash and you do the lawn.
Yeah.
And protect. Whatever that means.
Yeah.
Like, they don't see it as an equal thing. And so him and Billy are literally treating this of like, where's my utility belt that fits me perfectly and I don't have to adjust a freaking thing? And it's like,
oh my gosh.
That's not how this works. They're human beings.
Yeah. And I don't think that they've really had enough relationships to actually see that. I can just see this being a complete crash at this point. I was rooting for them. Like, I was like, oh my god, Aladdin and Jasmine, I love it. I'm really hoping it's not a shake and bake and deep D situation, but it is giving like deep D. Is that you? Like, girl, no, like come to safety. Like,
I actually don't think like race, I don't think the whole type thing doesn't seem to be more of a conversation. I'm very relieved of that, but right. I do think it's like, it's still, we can't trust him. This is not sturdy ground because he's flighty, and it's as long as everything's working out in his favor, he needs to continue calling her princess. That's what you were saying in the pods.
You calling her princess, but then want to call the mom by her first name. Make it make sense? I don't know.
Give her princess treatment, like, please. Like, this is insane. So for the teaser for him, we see, I think Cal talks to his brother again, because who else is he talking so honestly with? But he's telling someone that he doesn't want to go cold like he usually does in 6 months.
What's with the time frame? Like, why are you so dedicated on this one? Like, 6 months is where you are like, yep, it's time to move on. I've had enough fun. Pack it up. Who's next? Like, I'm not understanding the time frame because I feel like he's limiting himself to what he probably has had a few times happen to him. Maybe no relationship has really passed 6 months.
Yeah.
So I'm noticing the pattern of him saying the 6 month is like, oh, is that taking time bomb? But like, again, if you knew that,
maybe he dumps them.
Right. Like, why come here if you knew that? If you knew 6 months, like, this is about marriage. This is long term. This is, I'm going to commit and I'm not going back if I find the right one.
Moving on, I guess, to our next ones. Now, these two, no, AJ, no. Don't do that. They're doing this, AJ. Megan and Kieran are going to walk down the aisle and be happy. He says nothing but good things about her and does good things.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Fine. Go first. Ruin my Friday then.
No, I'm actually on board with you. The only part I did not like.
We'll have the same one.
The only part I did not like. I absolutely think this couple is cute. Mm-hmm. They're growing. She's teaching him how to body roll. Oh, do exactly body roll. I think the two parts that I didn't like. The first part I didn't like. I love that he went up to Megan first and said, what, babe, I'm going to go talk to Sophie. I'm letting you know. I'm going to go do that.
Very specifically, he said, I feel like I have to, which means the producers was on his butt.
Yes, potentially could be. I wouldn't negate that at all.
Yeah.
But I love that he did that. I think what I don't love, like the first part of what I don't love, was the fact of when he went up to Sophie, he didn't really necessarily lead with the apology. He led with the thank you for your service and helping me find Megan. Like, it was like, okay, like, great, you're welcome. Went to the apology and was like, when you told me that I gave a gift and I did this and it made you feel some type of way, and I really thought about that, so I really want to come up here and tell you I'm sorry.
I kind of liked it, actually. I kind of liked it.
Leave with the apology first. You know that's where the first and foremost, let me tell you, this is how it should went. Let me tell you. Hey, Sophie, how you doing? You good? Oh, yeah, I'm good. Great party, da-da-da. Great. You know, since our last interaction, it's been heavy on my heart. And I'm very upset with myself and how I handled that situation. And I just wanted you to know that I could have done better. I could have handled that completely differently. And then she says, you know what? I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. I hope you're doing well. Or she says,
I hate your jacket.
But my fiance loves it. My watch.
Sophie. I told you. I was like, this lady in the pods was like, I would never be rejected. And then she comes in. She wants to be like, I'll typically date blonde guys. Me neither, girl, but I have eyes. Are you kidding me? To go and turn to Javin and be like, you're good looking. I'm just saying, like, stop playing.
No, literally.
You know he's one of the most good-looking guys in this cast, all right?
Right.
So her fronting, and then we hear what we hear about the after party. We didn't even have to wait for the after party. She was doing that ish in the bar. And I like Megan. This redhead, this fiery redhead said, you gonna try and play with my man?
Yep.
You want to say something about his jacket? How could you let him wear that? She said, I put that ish on him. How about that?
Right.
And I love it.
Right.
Sophie.
This pot is just getting stirred so much when it comes to Sophie. I will have to say that. But you were correct about her. I take back all my sentiments. Unfortunately, it's the first and last time I will ever do it. But I think that Sophie in this moment, it truly proved everything that you said prior to that.
If you really aren't used to rejection, I feel like you would just be like, oh, okay, and keep it moving. I'm like, rejection sticking, Nicole, with you hard.
Nicole, we're not even gonna play that. You're not gonna play that game in front of me. Hell no, you're not gonna play that game. You know why?
Why?
Because this girl, she's talking about, I'm not used to rejection. No, you're probably the person that will reject someone before they ever could reject you. There's rejection there, but you beat people to the punch so that you don't have to feel it. It's not like she ain't never had rejection. She has. That's mm-hmm. probably why she's at a point where she will ruin it for herself so that she never has to experience it again. She
absolutely. She is a liar. I've been team them the whole time. I'm like, look at her. How could he ever not think she's beautiful? She's funny. The thing about them, and for me, it means a lot more to me than kissing, than saying I love you or anything, is when I see a couple on screen laughing together and they're laughing about anything. She jumping on a bed. He thinks it's hilarious. I'm like, he love her.
I think they bring the best out of each other. Do I think they're the best couple? No, because I have my favorite. I absolutely have my favorite, okay. But I would give them a strong second place. Like top tier. Like if you thought you were reaching for like that top shelf tequila, you right there, baby. You right there. We gonna go for the Don Julio. We're not gonna touch, you know, the Sincero tequila, but we gonna get the Don Julio and we gonna still be rocking.
Yes. I mean, Kieran, he already dropped in the I love you on the honeymoon and Megan made him wait. She said, I never been in love before. My mama has had bad relationships, so you gonna wait. And he was very understanding, but he was like, I can't marry someone who can't love me. So and then the next part is, so she better say so. He's like, I'm not marrying her. It's just, I need to hear those words. And I'm like, he loves her so much. When he cooked for her. Yeah. And he was like, I appreciate everything you do for me. I don't cook for myself, but I'll cook for you. And it was like you and Brittany's kiss on your date. Why were they so close? They zoomed all the way in. Like, I'm seeing every pore. There's a backlit glow. Yeah. What's happening here?
They are really cute. Again, I give them second place for sure. Like, they are right there. Like, they can be tied for first, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. However, I do have to put this side note in here because you said that he said, I love you, but she didn't say it yet. So why do you think that that's such a big deal when you just met someone? I mean, not to say that you can't be in love in 2-3 weeks, mm-hmm. but they made that such a big deal for Katisha and Javin. But yet, here's Megan. Like, are we just gonna pick and choose who we wanna say I love you to? Because you like there's couples that came for Katisha and Javin for literally not saying it, but Megan's over here like, yeah, I'm not ready.
I think saying I'm not ready in this sense is different. Like, it just is, because Katisha flat out told this man, don't worry. I'm not going to change my mind. Changes her mind. And you have me ready for a proposal to get down on one knee, only to interrupt me to say you changed your mind. And it's not for a you love.
You got me there. All right, I'll take it. You got me there.
And I think she also, her being honest for the reason why and what she's waiting for is like, that's the thing. The vulnerability, like, we'll get to the Katisha part, but there was no vulnerability in that relationship. And it's like, so then no one feels safe. So what are we doing here? I think actually Megan did feel safe with Kieran in the beginning, but she's like, but I'm going to wait. Because I've seen men switch up.
I can see that now. When you put it in the retrospect of the fact that Megan, she didn't have like another relationship that she was entertaining where Katisha was between two bleeding hearts and didn't know who to choose, told one person yes, then came back and reneged and didn't do that. So I can lean into that.
He did call Sophie hot. I thought you were going to say that as one of the things. He said she's attractive. He said it again in the one-on-one. But here's the thing. I'm like, I need to see, and I've been like this for a lot of men on these shows.
Okay.
I just can't see you doing more over another woman than your own partner. And I'm like, you know what? I paid very close attention. I watched these episodes twice because I know, AJ, you would have gotten on me. You would have gotten on me if I'm overlooking something. So I was like, let me see this twice.
Yeah.
And I was like, every scene I'm looking between Megan and Kieran, I'm like, he's actually very forthcoming with compliments, being into her. And for when he sees Sophie, he's like, yeah, she's hot. She's attractive. And now that we're also seeing how the other men were acting there, it was giving boys club of like, yeah, man, you should chat to her. She's hot. Low key.
Yeah. I will say I wasn't alarmed when he said those things. I remember from a perspective of being on one of these reality shows, I think that it could be prompted like, oh, well, talk about how Sophie looked today. Like, you know, this is your first time seeing her in person, not in the pods. Like, you didn't get a chance to get, you know, get to really know her outside of this. Like, how does she look? So to me, when he's saying these things, I think he really is just giving an opinion as like, okay, if we're just talking from me right now in this moment of seeing her for the first time as being like, if I was to be a single man, yeah, she's hot. So I didn't take it too hard. It's not like he entertained her as much as others decided to. So, yeah, I wasn't mad at that.
No. He came back to his fiery red head and she was like, was she trying to mug you off? I'll go right over there. And he's like, no, babe. Oh. He's like, I got the same pod, Sophie. And she's like, well, I'm not surprised.
Right. No. It's like, hello, babe. It's all good. But I'm a stan for Megan. I am a stan. You hear me?
Absolutely.
STAN, stan. Because she rides for hers. And if you mess with mine, you will get the mother horns, okay? So I really like her a lot. I said that from day one. I'm a stand on it. And so she does something to piss me off. She's giving literally Ariel, grown Ariel out here. And no, this girl did not lose her voice because she's using it.
Yep.
And she got her man. And she's just like, she's the total package. Like literally, she looks like she's a great like girl's girl of a friend. She's a great partner. She loves her guy. They're doing a lot for each other and it's reciprocated, which I absolutely adore. So
yes. And when the pod squad came back together, of course they went out afterwards. I was a little shook because when we talk about what happened that night, they were listing who all went out.
Yeah.
And he said, he might have said Kieran first, meaning Javin to Katisha. She was like, who's all there? And he said, Kieran. I was like, Kieran was there. But then he said, and Megan. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And guess what? Megan turned up. And the next morning she had her shades on. And Kieran's like, how you feeling? Making some eggs? And she's like, I was like, yo, Megan seems so fun. I get like best friends as well from them.
So when he introduced her to the boys, she had like her little sangria. I was like, hey guys. And they actually look like they all could be friends. Like they all look like high school buds from back in the day.
Now for the teaser for these two, Kieran says he doesn't, he's so in love with her. Because he said, I don't know what I'll do if she says no. Cut to Megan in a full white suit, her tall self, and she's in front of a drag queen.
I know. I'm stoked. I will absolutely be devastated if they do not make it down this aisle. Okay?
They have to.
They have to. They My heart will to. Be broken, like truly.
I want to see the full dance routine. I want to see it all.
I don't know if I'm ready to see Kieran hit the dance floor. Like I know he was wiggling a little bit. He looked like a little he had a little rhythm slightly. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's gonna be a lot to impress me personally.
She can work on him. I want to see it all.
Oh, she working on him. That boy is sprung. Okay.
Javin and Katisha. Oh, these two. I'm not surprised by any of this. This was a freaking mess. Both of them are a mess. I'm going to say that right up front. Both of them have clown noses the whole time. We were still in Cyprus. People are still enjoying their room service. And you two have the nerve to say, well, we already talked. And, you know, if we don't get married, it's not going to stop anything. Everyone else is like, so y'all dating.
Right. In a marriage?
In an engagement, you just dating.
Well, they would be dating in their marriage too, because they said nothing's going to change if we still got married. So that's
exactly.
Still like, yeah, I don't know. There's so much to unpack with them. Like, when I tell you from start to finish, I still believe she chose wrong. I still believe it. That is a brother right there. I still believe it. There's nothing that would make me change my mind. She walked away from a really good thing. A really good thing. I don't really know Damola like that. I wish one day, if you're watching this, I would love to be your little sis, your friend, something of whatever capacity, because you are the man. However, Katisha, girl.
After watching how she moves, you still think that she would do Damola right?
Yes, I do. I think it's based on the person you're with. I don't think she really likes this man. I think she chose based on her splenic rectum.
Yes. Wow.
I think she chose based on her splenic intuition. Yes. And she chose wrong. The person that really helps you be, who can actually bring the best out of you. I don't think Javin brings the best out of her, like, at all. I think Damola would have. You see Damola when they sit down and have that conversation, and how Damola sits there and he's just like, I'm really happy for you. He's so nice.
He is so nice. But here's the thing. If Katisha would have ever been right for that man, you know what she would have done in that situation?
Tell me.
Apologize. Even Javin asked her when she came home, so you apologize? She was like, no.
No. What do I have to say sorry for?
She is a jerk. A whole jerk. Like, I'm so... And she was defensive the whole time. People keep talking to her. She was defensive. She really wanted to also... She was in her head about everyone talking about her. And it's like, F all that. Think of, like, what you did and how you're moving. She is more worried about appearing as the villain than actually being the villain.
And that's my
issue. Like, you are sitting here crying over people talking about how you moved, because that was freaking wild. Yes. It just was. That's the fact of the matter. And she's like, well, I don't want to be a freaking villain.
You did say that. Yeah. I agree with the sentiment of she is being defensive. I agree with what you're saying as far as, you know, she did owe Damola an apology. Now, do I think that she would be a different person with Damola? I truly do believe that. It would only because I've literally lived the situation. And I think that Damola could have been that person. They would have been rocky, but I think Damola is that type of guy that's like,
yeah,
stop right there. Let's talk about it. Yep. Don't come at me crazy. Don't get defensive about it. Let's just have a conversation and let me hear where you're coming from. Let me understand you. And then I'm going to tell you how I feel. And then we're going to have a conversation about it.
She's not open to that. She is not open to hearing about herself at all. And she wanted to pick her ex and she did. She knows how to handle things with her ex. She does not know how to handle things with Damola. She doesn't know how to handle accountability.
People sometimes will run from green flags because they never experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, I think this is one of those moments where she sees someone that is really good for her. She's never experienced a type of love. Again, mm-hmm. When you don't know, how would you act accordingly until you get into the situation to be tested? Maybe this could have showed up in the beginning, but I think, I'm telling you, I'm thinking Damola would have really checked in and be like, listen, baby girl, I don't act like that. I'm not expecting you to act like that. I'm not expecting you to change overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But here's how this is going to go down.
And she would have shut down. Based on what we have seen, she would have shut down.
He wouldn't have left her. He wouldn't have left her. Shut down, fine. But Javin, he leaves her when she shuts down. He doesn't want to be, you don't want to work through the problem. How do you expect to work through a problem? And then you get mad that she leaves.
But there's no working through the problem if the person doesn't talk. Okay, let's talk about this. The fact that she chose Javin, great. She knows the show's going to come out eventually. And we find out that Javin doesn't even know what she said to this man for him to feel so confident that they were going to get engaged. Right. And I'm like, Katisha, you could have said this when the cameras weren't away. Even when the cameras aren't away, you're not talking to this man to try and have a real relationship. You just want to move on like it never happened.
Right. Right.
You don't want to give him any like emotional security of like, yeah, it was just, you know, it was just heat of a moment. I got caught up in my emotions. Like she was telling Damola, I was teetering. You can't say what the deciding factor was. You just pick Javin and just be like, and shut up, be okay with it.
Again, I think it just comes down to her not experiencing certain things. Like she's so used to a certain way, a certain behavior.
She breaks down to Ashley when she said that villain thing. I think she was being like the most honest she's ever been.
Yeah.
She said that she felt good with Javin's pace. And then she starts tearing up saying, my life has been so chaotic. And honestly, I think safety is chaos. She went to Javin because he's familiar and chaotic. And Damola, AJ just decided to throw the whole screen of like, yes. Like we're saying the same things, but I think just where we're diverging is I think like Katisha needs to do solo work. Like,
yeah,
if she was in a different place with communication, I agree. Then you could change with another person and go along. It's the fact that I don't think she thinks she has any work to do.
Yeah. I think we agree to disagree. We're on the same page.
Yeah. Yes.
We're most likely like at two different paragraphs, only maybe because of experiences.
I agree. And here's the thing. Because of how Katisha's moving, I also believe in my theory because she finds ways to hide behind other people. First, she's out in the open because she gets engaged to Javin instead. In the end, everyone's like, that's wild, let's talk about it. She is in the forefront and she's feeling the pressure and she's kind of emotionally breaking down for it. She even went back to Javin and said, oh yeah, Ashley got that out of me. Crying about that was a big deal to her.
Very
she doesn't do emotions, even though she weirdly keeps telling people, I'm the emotional one. Javin is a logical one. I'm like, I don't believe that's true. I believe both of you are emotionally guarded as hell, and that's it.
Yeah, I agree. That familiar comfortability space, but she chooses chaos as her familiar comfort space.
Mm-hmm.
And choosing something like someone like Javin just proves that at the end of this, you wasn't really trying to see the good in anything. Like, you just really probably most likely was trying to look out for yourself in this moment. So
yeah, because at the end, and I noticed this, after Megan tells her everything Javin's out doing, he's going over with Sophie in the curb. They're going into a photo booth. Did the photo booth have a curtain or not? He's going over to Yolanda. He's going over to Anu. And of course we believe him because he was doing that when she was in the same room with him.
I was going to ask if you believed him. But I told you Megan and Kieran that I didn't like was how they both came to Javin's room. And Javin's trying to explain what happened. And they both, in a way, I don't know why my heart went to defend Javin immediately. Mm-hmm. But that's just where my heart went. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know if it has anything to do with because of him being a brother.
Uh-huh.
If it has anything to do with the fact that, you know, I still wanted him and Katisha to work out as a Black couple, beautiful couple. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But my heart went to defend him. And Megan and Kieran, I love them. I don't know what to believe.
Because he did that on camera. He did it on camera. Like, what are we talking about? I was like, did they break up? Did they break up and he's telling everyone he's single? Because the way he's moving is like a single man.
Yeah.
Javin gets there. Sophie walks in. Sophie is freaking Kieran's ex. But for some reason, Javin's like, oh, Sophie, wow, like doing the most. And then he goes to talk to Sophie. She's like, what do you want from me? And he's like, nothing right now. And they're just looking at each other. And it's like, what is that supposed to mean? Sophie, she's like, oh, I can't sit down. I knew why she couldn't sit down, just looking at her. But then when he asked, it's like, you could have just said your dress is short. Instead, you want to paint the picture of your vajayjay out. And he's sitting there like, and he knows that's a cue. It's like, I'm not surprised they go into a photo booth later, which he doesn't deny. You went to a photo booth to argue. Javin, you don't even take the time to argue with your fiance. You have more emotional investment to argue with Sophie than your fiance?
Okay. All right. I can see where you're coming from.
He was looking at Yolanda Anu's like, what you're looking at? Everyone else is interacting with Javin like he's flat out single and like Katisha's not over here. And this is wild. I'm like, what are they telling people? What do they know about him? Like them? Because it's operating as like, is it just for the cameras at this point? I don't know.
I totally see how he acted, especially when he said, like, watching Sophie walk in and was like, oh, wow, that's Sophie? Oh, whoa, like, yeah, that definitely could be, like, somebody I'm interested. Like, I could see that. I also can see...
Sophie asked Javin, are you happy? This man answers, I'm always happy. Sophie points out, that's not a real answer. And he's like, oh... Like, that's what I got. So it's like, his happiness isn't about Katisha. Yeah, he told Anu, why didn't we date more? We should have dated more. He tells the guys he would talk to Anu at the bar. And Billy cracks the joke that they're at a bar. No, it was Sophie.
He's like, I would... Yes, I remember this. Yes. He's like, oh, well, we're at a bar. And then they all started laughing. Yes.
And I'm like, so is he single? Because they're also encouraging it. Like, I could tell, like, these men aren't messing with Katisha. They don't trust her. They think she's sketchy.
At this point, but also, you know, but I think that that leaves room because now it's such a hard place because first and foremost, yes, Katisha did something very, very, like, the number one sin, promising yourself to one and then reneging on that. The second sin is now the guys, as you said, don't trust you. So now I'm sure they're feeding him. Hey, bro, I don't know about her. Like, you know, she said this to Damola and he's over here like, what? Like, and then you also see her be a little hesitant when she's sending that message to Damola to like link up. And he's like, well, what are you doing over there? Are you writing like your whole life story? Something had to happen off camera, in my opinion now.
For sure.
That has gotten all of his focus away from Katisha.
I feel like she knew in the beginning, like, I need chaos. Javin brought that chaos. But Javin, I think, was just the baseline trying of, like, let's at least pretend we're doing a relationship. But she can't even tell him why she chose him or what she talked to Damola about. So he's like, oh, we playing games? I'll play harder. When he came home after the Pod Squad meetup, that was a weird negotiation. We're playing poker now. We're seeing who's gonna leave the table first and fold. She was like, so what'd you talk to Sophie about? He said, oh, very intriguing. It's very interesting.
Very vague.
He's like, it's very interesting, like, your conversation with Damola. And I was like, you didn't tell him what you and Damola filmed and talked about? He said, I'll trade you information. You give me information. And what does this grown woman do? Get up, kissed him on the cheek. I'm going to bed. I'm like, and that both of y'all ain't shit.
That man said, you going to bed? I'm going out.
Out. Out. And now you on the bed crying.
And nah, she, nah, yeah. Now we put it in that perspective, absolutely. They are both playing tit for tat. And I think they generally probably, again, I think something must have happened where we did not see it. They probably had some blow-ups outside of cameras, because the way they each did that, it just doesn't make sense for me.
They also had different perspectives on other people talking about them. And I think that could have had a problem, because Katisha was like, I don't want to be the villain. People are asking me. I'm tired of people talking to me. That's the energy she had when she was talking to Ashley Strova. It was just never like, they're asking, are you happy? And she said, why are you asking me that? You're engaged. We can't ask you if you're happy. I was like, she's so defensive.
Yeah.
So defensive. And so I can see her coming home and like maybe wanting to talk about how it's so annoying everyone did this. But then Javin doesn't also feel like that he's on her side, because he's like, what did you say? Can you let me know what did you say? And she's like, not you too.
But you're my fiance. I need to know what you said.
Exactly. That should be the one person. And he's not even that. So I'm like, she's just feeling all surrounded. And like I said, I do feel like she wants to hide behind other people, because at first she had the block was hot for her. And what did she say after Megan told her what he was doing at JAY? I was loving fun UK over at GAY.
I saw that and I actually immediately told Brittany, I said, hey, Javin's going to JAY. She's like, wait, he's going to gay? I was like, that's what it said.
He is taking himself to gay. He said, oh, you're not going to tell me? I'm going out to JAY.
I was like, why are we whispering that?
Why? Because he didn't want her to show up, probably. Megan told Katisha, it was very telling to me, that Katisha said, and I thought I was the villain. I was like, no, Katisha, you don't get to do that. She likes to hide behind a bad man, because she ain't doing it herself.
Throw your rocks and hide your hand.
She was like, oh, it's like you can be a villain in someone else's story, or just the bad guy in someone else's story, and then also be hurt. But you can't sit there and act like, oh, but I'm not that bad. You told this man you were ready to marry him.
Yes.
At best, you're in an engagement situationship.
Yeah.
It's giving situationship.
Yeah, at best.
And he's like, I'm cool off that. I'm like, I can't even say, like, Javin's the worst villain.
No. I'm leaning towards Katisha as being the villain, unfortunately, because it just, what you said she was moving by, bringing up some good points. I think I just was just blinded because I just want Black Love to win. But I'm that, like, you want to hide your hand, then throw the rocks and talk about Damola, not all the way, but a little bit. Then get mad when he doesn't fully disclose what he talked about with Sophie. But I am curious to know what him and Sophie were arguing about.
They were kissing.
Because Megan made it sound like, oh, you were arguing? Couldn't tell.
Exactly. Because you were probably kissing. And then we're arguing over whether the booth had a curtain or not. I'm like, first of all, if I'm arguing, we got to go outside. Because you need to hear me and my argument.
Why are we going? I had to take it to the photo booth. I couldn't argue on the dance floor, but you could argue in the photo booth. Music's still bumping.
So that man cheated, got his get back, and the minute Katisha heard,
you said the C word? You think he cheated? Oh Lord!
How he, how he was acting at the bar could be considered cheating by the way he was flirting. Are you kidding me?
Listen, I have to defend people who flirt. Like,
look, I'm a Libra too. I'm a Libra too. I'm team flirt. But it's like, but you ain't flirting with your girl. I can't forgive that. You're not doing the most for your girl.
Yeah. Like, it's one thing when you're engaged and you're like to be betrothed and you're actually giving compliments to somebody else and in a setting where all of us are in. Mm-hmm. And it's another thing to say it like how Kieran said it offline and was like, yeah, she's hot.
And she knew immediately. She heard all that. She said, let me pack my bags and go. I like that energy. She was going to go with nowhere. Javin's just in there like, what happened? And I kind of wish this is what you really should do when you're in this situation.
Why?
Like, because Katisha just started saying what Megan said. As I'm packing, this is when I'm playing head games. I'm like, why do you think I'm packing? Is there anything you want to tell me? Now she wants to start chit-chatting. No, you were keeping a lock and key.
That is black card 101. That is the blackest, most auntie TT move to ever pull in the book. I'm not gonna tell you. If you think you know the answer to what I'm doing, please indulge me.
Yeah. Is there anything you like to say? Because he was doing this around Megan. You knew, you thought Megan wasn't gonna tell you thought she had an allegiance to you for some reason. Why?
I just think it's so odd that he still decided, I'm gonna have a conversation with Megan. And props to Kieran for being there. You ain't gonna talk to my boo without me, even though we bro code.
So I
appreciate that. Yeah.
And Megan knew at the end of that, but she was like, you know what? I have nothing to hide. Let's do it. He starts arguing and he tried to act like he was a lawyer. I said, we're getting into semantics about all night. He said, how was it all night when I was there for just 3 hours? This ain't court, sir. That's not a gotcha.
It's not a gotcha, but at the same time, is the brother wrong? Like, every time you looked, I happened to be talking to so-and-so. And then when you looked again, I'm talking to somebody else. And when you looked again, you ain't the times that you're not looking. Who's to say I ain't talking to the bros?
But still, that's too much as an engagement. When we were watching the episode and he was making rounds. He was never by Katisha's side. He was so not by Katisha's side that the second time I watched this, when he was talking to Damola, Katisha said to somebody, can you read lips? Said Katisha, you could walk up like you did the first time with Kieran. You're right. Like, what are you talking about? Even though that was odd energy,
yeah,
it's also defensive energy. You could have done that.
Something's wrong because again, your mind is playing tricks on you, or your heart's telling you, oh, they talking about you, and it's a good reason to be talked about though.
She cares a lot more about how she's viewed than what she's doing at the end of the day, which is very bad.
Oh, I agree. And I highly disagree with her leaving without telling Javin. Like, you writing this little note.
She ripped
like,
that
you're
up.
Not even on the... That's why I would have done the same thing. You didn't even give me a paragraph. You gave me, like, 3 sentences.
But then, you know... Okay, even if... Because I feel like I'm with you. I'm a Libra. I'm like, all right, let's hear this man out. Let's hear him sit down with Kieran and work this out. And then... He walks out and he's like, let me get someone on my side. I'm like, ooh, who is the witness that Javin will pull up to the stand and Patrick comes on the phone? I was like, you lost me and you lost me. Mr. Spleen? Nah. You need one of the wife guys, my good sir, to be your witness. And you know that. I was looking real hard at Kieran because he was really letting Megan take the front seat, which she did say it. He was kind of warning against. But then I was like, and you better back her up. And he finally did kind of.
I'm okay with it. I'm going to, and hear me, because I see your face, Libra.
No.
My fellow Libra, I see your face. I was okay with it because Javin wasn't saying anything highly disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to be as cordial as he could with still getting his point across. Kieran saw that Megan was holding her own.
Mm-hmm.
I was okay with how the conversation, like, again, I was waiting for him to say something highly disrespectful. The fact that he didn't get to that level, I'm mm-hmm. okay with it. I was like, all right, Kieran,
you good. Once he started playing the semantics game and everything, and I think Kieran did try to be like, look, you were in that photo booth. There was no curtain. They're going back and forth on that. But it's like what Megan got so upset over was the mind games of trying to question the reality of what she was saying. And it was like trying to poke at small stuff instead of, let's address the big elephant in the room. Did you or did you not disrespect Katisha? It's a little selfish because I just really love Kieran and Megan. But even Javin said, sorry, I made your missus cry. And it's like, exactly. Even when Javin is calling Megan a liar, he said, that's your missus. We're getting married.
Yeah, respect it. You just got to respect it. Like, and I respect him slightly for saying it, to be honest with you, but... Yeah, mm-hmm. it truly was just one of those moments that I guess you had to be there.
Yeah. All right, Barda and Jed, your favorites. What do you want to say about them?
I'm so in love with them. Like, I love everything about their relationship from head to toe, start to finish. How Jed, like, when you talk about knight in shining armor, this is that man. When you talk about a Lebanese brother stepping up to the plate, this is that man, okay? And Barda, she is just the beautiful Barbie that is living her best life in love, honey. Like, I don't even care that y'all haven't had your first argument. Your first argument, you know what it's going to be about? Over which side of the toilet paper do you like to use, the front or the back? Like, nice. I don't care. Like, it's not even that serious anymore.
Yes, I love it. I love it. They give somebody's parents energy, quite honestly. And with how much they talk about kids, it's happening probably soon. Now, the biggest issue at this point in their relationship is the fact that Barda is an independent woman. And, like, you could tell that independence comes from several things. She was an immigrant. She had to help her family out with translation. Yes. And then when her mama had cancer, she had to say what the doctor said. I'd be forever traumatized. I was heartbreaking for her when she says that. So now she finds this Lebanese man. And this Lebanese man is like, I'm the man of the household. I'm supposed to be taking care of this and the finances and da-da-da. And Barda's like, hold up. I was paying for dates before you. I'm driving this RV. You're my passenger, princess. And I was
gosh. The fact that they're arguing over, like, the power control. The control of power is just so funny to me because... Mm-hmm. You could just tell, like, they really work together and they both can be empowered. There's not a problem. And maybe that's more of a cultural sense for Jed.
Absolutely.
Like, to be obviously the man. I mean, that's just in most relationships, like, the man is the man, da da da. But maybe for more of his Lebanese background, that's probably more prominent. But you could just tell, like, Barda. Girly, you've done it all. You got the icing on the cake. You are that girly, that boss girly.
Mm-hmm.
Here you have a man that is, look, carrying your luggage, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, doing all the fine things and more.
Mm-hmm.
There can be compromise here. You're not saying you can't drive the boat. You can't drive the RV. You can, but only on Saturdays and Sundays. Okay?
Well, he said, you know, I know you're an independent person and everything. I want to be that bonus. And I'm like, if more men understood, that's what most of us women, we don't need you. We don't need you. We might want you. And that needs to be enough.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you. That's exactly what I need to hear. Check, please.
And I love it. He's really willing to bend and learn and grow. Like he's like, look, as long as it doesn't break, baby, I'll bend as far as you need me to bend. But we're compromising, and you just see it. You see it with these two. I really don't have much to say about their relationship, if I'm being honest with you. Like every time they come across my screen, I am glued to every word, everything that they're saying. It's even better than the Michael Bublé tattoo. Like I don't even care about that anymore. Like I'm here for them. This would be the most treachery discovery of life if they do not have babies by the marriage day. Like if they do not have a son walking down that aisle with the rings,
the mama, Jed's mama, was like, I'm gonna be a little realistic, all right? And they faked us out with the teaser because we saw her saying, oh, something about arguing, that's not normal. But she said, you're not arguing, that's not normal. I love Barda's rebuttal. She said, well, we talk to a place where we don't get into an argument, which is so valid. We do know from the teaser that does not stay. Very interested of what happened, but for the most part, I think they're good. Now the teaser does show Barda's crying. I wrote, she is crying into her bestie's bosom. She's in there and we're on the wedding day. Now we also hear in voiceover that she might know Jed well enough. You're not buying it?
No, I'm not buying it. I think it's fake. It's fake. It's just to scare us just a little bit, but I'm not buying into it. Yeah. You can try to sell me on that crap, but I'm not picking up what you're putting down. I don't know. If I have to come back on to this podcast, this beautiful, well thought out podcast, if I do say myself. If I have to come back on this podcast and my camera is not on, you know why.
Well, we're reaching the end of this week. Very quickly, we need to talk about this. Mr. Spleen came up with a rap. Anu said, I'm not feeling that. She's sitting around hugging. First of all, she knew who he was. They look at people's Instagrams and all of that. Absolutely. But she wants to act like, and he's like, I'm Patrick. She said, Jed said, Anu. Jed was not having that.
Don't care. I dig it. Like if we don't vibe, we don't vibe. We don't have to hug just because I'm giving everybody else a hug. Doesn't mean we don't have to hug. A++. Anu can do what she want to do. Okay.
Girls tell her I would just talk to him, and you know, like have that. We'll never speak together again. Patrick was like, if the vibe's not there for a conversation, I ain't pushing it. I gotta respect it. I was like, actually, thank you. Yes, well, that Patrick should be. That? Yes.
He didn't use his spleen to say, if my spleen tells me to do it, then I'll go do it.
Right. Nah, he did not say it like that.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. Anu finally pulls Patrick for a conversation. He said, he actually tells the guys before this that it was friendship vibes with Anu, which I acknowledge. Because at the end of the day, they were being fundamentally different. My mama, she has to approve of you. He's like, I'm very individualistic. There was that other thing. And then he couldn't. It felt. And I could see it. Of she just doesn't want to sing for him. Which is perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But also it's like. Also when you sing. I think for anyone. It's very vulnerable. And it's like. Yes. Oh. You're not feeling comfortable enough to be vulnerable.
Yes.
We probably shouldn't get married. And I think we agreed he did the right thing. Now, Anu's perspective, she calls him a liar. She says, you should have said something right then and there. And he said, I did. And she was like, no. Like, right when you first felt that way. And it's like, did she say no to someone else? Is that the energy? She could have kept going on dates with Javin or something.
I am a stan for Anu, so you might not like what I'm going to have to say.
But go for it.
I don't think sister was in the wrong. When she said everything that she said, I lived for every moment. The fact that she sung about it, she talked about it, she gave choir about it. She was giving choir notes, highs and lows, like the oohs and ahs, the valleys, the rivers, like the mountain. She gave everything. Mm-hmm. And in this moment, I could see the frustration as to, you literally made me believe that we were going to be, like, you're saying all the right things, you're doing this, you're doing that. And then you're saying, because she then said, you know, I would like to, I want to marry you, I can see that. You're saying that, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. I don't think that's, to me, in this moment, because in the pause, I don't think that it's prompted as much as maybe potentially other shows are. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just having general conversations because your time to date is longer than other shows would be. It's like more than 10 days. So why I say that is because I think you can have these conversations and get to a point like, wow. Because again, the goal is to get married. So you could say, wow, like, I really could see us getting married. I really could see us doing this. Wow. Like, that has to come from you, not somebody telling you prompt wise. So for her to have that anger, I do believe if his spleen was going to tell him this, it should have told him days prior. We didn't have to be in this point where you're telling me, oh, I would love to hear you sing one day. Mm-hmm. And then you get mad when I don't sing, when you say, I would love to hear you sing one day. And then now that I'm ready to sing, oh, you're going to have to hold that song for somebody that really would deserve to hear it. Mm-hmm. F you. Completely.
Do you think he got mad though?
Yeah, because his response was, she's like, okay, where is this coming from? You remember the day that I told you I asked you to sing for me? Why would that be your response if you weren't booty butt hurt about it, you know?
I don't think you remember him saying that?
Girl, pull up the clip.
I will have to watch it. I don't remember that being the very specific. I think I just see the slow decline. It was like a slow decline. It's like the first time he asked didn't happen. Second time, we're having different philosophies on life and everything, and she's just sitting there quiet she knew something was fishy, right? Like it was awkward for both of them. He was just the first one to voice it, you know? And it's like, okay, so what did she want? She wanted to be like Javin and Katisha, even though you see the red flag still get engaged just because you invested time into it.
To get to a point where you're now wanting to feel vulnerable enough to sing for someone and you mm-hmm. wrote them a song, I would be upset too, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just would get to a point where if you really, because again, there has to be some type of scoring system when mm-hmm. you get out of the pods and placing people where you would want to see them again. Mm-hmm. So if he's obviously placing her at a high point, that's telling producers or whoever, okay, he wants to keep seeing her. So if at one point or time he didn't want to keep seeing her and he didn't see that there was any value or philosophy value, then you could have broken that off. Conversation 2, conversation 3, conversation 4. But you waited to get all the way to the end where the potential of marriage mm-hmm. is around the corner. I could see why she got mad. I think the anger was valid.
Yeah.
And her saying, you lied to me. I could see that. You completely lied to me because you talked about marriage with me. We talked about that. Now, talking about marriage and saying you want to marry me,
mm-hmm.
two separate things, but I can see him saying, yeah, I can see you being married. I would love to meet your family. Like, you don't say that to people that you didn't find real value, like a valuable interest in. So that's why I 100% agree with her.
Yeah.
And maybe I just don't like the man. I don't like the brother, to be honest with you.
No, I agree. Here's the thing. Anu said, I was hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm totally valid. Right. Totally valid for her being hurt. I can even say, I think Patrick just got on this show to promote his splenic energy business. I could also see that being a whole thing. But let's say on the offset that he wasn't there scamming to promote the business, the human design coach. If he also just noticed, and maybe the first date is a little rocky, he's like, okay, noted, but let's give it another date. Maybe we just had an off day.
Yes.
He's doing that. He's like, oh, I gotta sleep on it. And then yes. he comes in. He's like, please don't write this. Even though you had to work your way up to it, we need to end it. I can also see that being very valid. I think it's just like she's hurt. She wants to be mad. And like, this is how it's coming out. I think the point that she's making might not be the right point. Okay. But then again, I also acknowledge this is a very edited show.
Yeah.
Because what we're hearing, Patrick got a whole baby. Did she bring up the pregnant woman in this conversation? And that's why she's calling this man a liar. Because that's what I would understand. But I also am like, it's another person's baby. And maybe the show's like, we're not going to interject that, because honestly this interaction has people feeling like us. It's like, did she do too much? Did she not? Did we miss something? Because her reaction to this is very saying is outweighing. But since we know what's actually going on with Mr. Human Design Coach, he could be that liar. He probably did deserve that opera.
Yeah.
But we didn't get the full reason maybe in this episode.
He probably did deserve that opera. It's crazy. No, he fully did. I think that, again, like, you're right. I think we just see a lot of things. We're seeing something, but we're not seeing the full context and all the clues that go alongside this. So, yeah.
Baddies, who do you agree with more, AJ or myself? Let me know in the comments. And again, please check out the full recap of episodes 5 to 8. AJ and I will be back next week to talk about those final two episodes and eventually the reunion. I hope you feel this full and stay this full today. Bye.
Cap, should we pick a beautiful black moment of the episodes?
Beautiful black moment goes to Anu for me.
Of course.
Sure. Like, she is the queen of the Nile, if I must say so myself. So, yes.
Amazing. My beautiful black moment, even though I gave her, but then there's Damola. You know what? No, I gave so many lashings to Katisha. I am going to give the beautiful black moment to her, though, because when she was in there packing her bag, she's like, I'm not going to have this fight with you. I know you were like, wow, you just gotta pack your bags. But more men need to be left high and dry and you to not waste your words on. Maybe she wasn't the right one to pull that move, but I hope it inspires a black woman at home who is acting perfectly right. And the minute she finds some disrespect, like, let me get my fine ass out of here.
You know what? I will raise you one and I will say, I hope that all black women just pull one move and one move only. If they're dating a black man, if they're dating a black woman, you pull this one move and see what comes out of your partner. You put your bag on the bed, start packing, and then you say those magical words. Why do you think I'm packing for Nicole? And I just want to see if we're going to keep a lot of relationships or we're going to find out some shit really happened between that shit.
Can you tell that I was practically raised by a VHS movie called Two Can Play That Game?
Yes, absolutely. Like, by the Bible, if you had one. Like, that, when you said that, I'm sitting here like, if that is not the black, like, it's almost like playing grit ball.
Oh my God. Now, chaotic vibe moment of the episodes.
Okay. Don't hate me. I thought there's a little twinkle in Kieran's eyes when he was looking at his best friend. I ain't gonna lie.
Wow.
The way he hugged that man, I said, looks a little too close for comfort. But okay, you might just love your buddy. But the way he hugged that man, I said.
But I have noticed that just in general on British dating shows, like the men, when they're with their friends, they're much more like
affectionate
with them than Americans. It's like a huge tell to me. So that's not very surprising.
Okay.
Chaotic bi moment. You know what? I think I might just have to give it to Anu because.
Yeah. Incredibly wild, these four episodes. Incredibly. Like, I am like, I don't even know how we're going to make it to the end, to be honest with you, because I just. This is a lot.
It's a lot. I need that reunion. Like, I already want to be there, but it's like, no, I have to be patient. But yes, we'll see. AJ, where can people follow you before they can see you again next week?
You guys can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at AJ_jammin with no G at the end.
Awesome. I am your host, Nicole Weaver. I am an entertainment reporter. You can catch my writing about reality TV on Pop Heist. On this channel, we just wrapped up Perfect Match Season 3. Also, we interviewed AJ and her fiancé of the Ultimatum Queer Love, so please check that out. And we're doing Big Brother 27 exit interviews. Stay tuned for possible The Amazing Race, where Izzy Gleacher is going to be on, and Survivor is coming for us. Other than that, I hope you feel visible and stay visible today. Bye!